Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
The $5 billion pool of so-called toxic debt was originally described as a way of forcing Credit Suisse investment bankers to eat their own cooking. The bank lost $7 billion last year, in large part because of the investment decisions of some of its best-paid staff. They'd put money into complicated financial products linked to risky commercial debt secured on, among other things, a Japanese shopping center, an American supermarket chain, and other commercial property that had plunged in value. At the height of the financial crisis, many people thought these investments were worthless. To Credit Suisse, it seemed right to share them out as annual bonuses among the people who had apparently got things so wrong. But as confidence has returned to the market, it's become clear that the toxic asset pool wasn't nearly as toxic as had been thought. The toxic bonus fund has soared in value by 72%. That compares with a 60% increase in the value of Credit Suisse shares over the same period, or a mere 19% rise in America's Dow Jones Index. The bankers may well feel they've earned their money, though. Credit Suisse is safely back in profit, and unlike its rivals at UBS, Credit Suisse didn't take a bailout from the Swiss government.